Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 17th of January. Normally long-form Friday. If I have one, I do not. I've got something in the works possibly for next week that I'm thinking about doing. But nothing today. I do want, however, to tell you about the weekend sermon coming up. I'm going to air on Sunday the full third session from our four sessions in Irving, Texas, the four sessions that we taught back in December for their online school, their Gospel Institute. And we are doing the third session from that. It's the first of two sessions from my book, Between the Pieces. You don't have to, you wouldn't have had to have read the book to get something out of the session. The book helps, but I even cover some things at the top of this on Sunday that I didn't go into in the book. So try to round my way kind of into where I'm heading at the end of the lesson. I edited it this week, and I'm ready to post it on Sunday, and I think that it is my most complete work on linking how Christ fulfilled the law with the fact that we're not under the obligation of such. And I titled it From Obligation to Opportunity. That's a phrase that will appear about halfway through the message. And if I wait to title some of these until I listen to them, because I want the title to sort of reflect what you'll hear. What you'll hear on Sunday when you listen is about 45 minutes long. It's audio only, by the way. What you'll hear is at the top of the lesson is how we try to establish the case that Christ's fulfillment of the law was by loving people. We've talked about that previously in other sermons. So I took that into that session with that on my mind of that's what I want to do. But I knew I was getting to the 30 pieces of silver passage and how by the Judas Iscariot incident, we had Israel getting buying God out of the old covenant. And so that was a good lead-in. So while the title is From Obligation to Opportunity, it might take you the whole message to really realize why that is important, why that title matters, because we've went from the obligations of an old covenant law to the opportunities of grace. And the way I set that up is this. We've went from the obligation of loving our neighbor to the opportunity of loving them so much we can actually change their world. The obligations of being stewards to the opportunity to be stewards and entrepreneurs. And so I'm really excited about this one. I think you'll be blessed by it. It airs on Sunday at paulwhiteministries.com, at Paul White Ministries on Facebook. I usually link it through my own personal Twitter account. By the way, I haven't told you about that in a while. At Deeper Daily Pods. That's me on Twitter. I don't tweet a lot. I do put a little statement up once in a while, but I mostly link sermons and YouTube videos that we're posting. And I also, and this is just personal, this doesn't have anything to do really with even with the ministry, I also I post whatever book I just read. So if you're at all interested in my own personal reading, and I read biography, fiction, nonfiction, theology, all of it. And I try to run the gamut. You'll notice after you watch my postings for a while what I like to read. So if you're interested in that, follow me on Twitter at Deeper Daily Pods, but watch for this message on the weekend. Okay, we are in 1 Corinthians 15:35. Where the Apostle Paul says, and we really have transitioned now out of those effects of what happens if you deny the resurrection, and we spent days on awake to righteousness and don't sin. There's a lot we said, a lot we could say. Eventually, you feel like you've covered the ground, so we move on. And then Paul responds in 35, but someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. Now, I know we've got a lot of context surrounding this, and that's worth dealing with, and of course we will, by going into the next verses as well. But for today, deal with the question. He asks two questions, and he uses sort of a straw man. He goes, somebody might say this. And we do that in preaching a lot, too. And I think we do it because it helps us to keep the sermon conversational. And a lot of times we're doing it because we've had those questions asked us, or we're looking into the eyes of our audience and seeing that they might have a question, and we're trying to cover those bases. I think Paul, though he doesn't look into the eyes of his audience in this, he knows the questions, and maybe these are things he's heard as objections to resurrection. One question, how are the dead raised up? So basically, how does this happen? And then with what body do they come? And the how are the dead raised up was pretty easy for a Jewish scholar, even though, strangely, resurrection was a big fight among Jewish scholars. They have Ezekiel 37, which is that famous Valley of the Dry Bones passage. And so they have a metaphor, a vision by Ezekiel the prophet that dead bones can live. And of course, we know, according to the text from Ezekiel 37, if you've read it, God tells Ezekiel, these bones are the whole house of Israel. So it is a metaphor. It's not literally dead people. It is a metaphor for Israel rising up from something. But the key, the reason I'm even bringing it up, is the key in Ezekiel 37, and I recommend you to go read Ezekiel 37. It's only 28 verses long, and the Valley of Dry Bones passage is really only the first 14 verses. By the time you get to verse 14, God says, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. I'll place you in your own land. So the solution to the resurrection question of Ezekiel is God puts the Holy Spirit in and then we are alive. When you take into account Ezekiel 37 and the idea that in the Jewish metaphor of resurrection, it's the Holy Spirit entering the body so that it lives to go into its own land, and Paul doesn't mention Israel going into her own land, but he does mention resurrection. I think when he asks the sort of the straw man question is, how are the dead raised up and with what body do they come? It would not have been hard to look into the old writings of Israel and realize that the way that the dead come up are because the Holy Spirit enters them. And I personally believe that's where Paul is going in 1 Corinthians 15, is to establish that the resurrected man is the life of the Holy Spirit inside of you. And when he says, with what body do they come? His answer is, foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. Whatever goes into the ground has to die first before it can come up into newness of life. I want to go there, and here's a little homework for you. Go to John chapter 12 and take a look, specifically look at around verse 24. And this is something I dealt with on a Tuesday, a recent Tuesday night, two Tuesday nights ago, with our Tuesday night studies in the book of John. Go to John number 71, and we talk about take away the stone, how there has to be a death for there to be a resurrection. And there's more to that than someone needs to physically die. So I'll let that, go listen to that, go read John 12, 24. You're ready then for what we can say on 1 Corinthians 15, 36. It needs its own podcast. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.